Hello, friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and GodTube, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Nine-year-old boy from Oklahoma goes viral with heart-wrenching plea to find a family. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Jordan, a nine-year-old boy from Oklahoma, desperately wants to be adopted, and his prayers may soon be answered given the overwhelming response to his heartfelt plea. Jordan has been in the care of the Department of Human Services for 6 years now, and the nine-year-old boy from Oklahoma wants to be adopted so badly. "I would just like to have a family to call mom and dad," he explained in an interview with a local TV station. "Or just mom, or just dad. I don't really care." Jordan currently lives in a group home, and what makes his story even more heart-wrenching is the fact that his younger brother, Brayson, already found a home. Now, the boy from Oklahoma wants to be adopted into a stable and loving support system too. "The reason it's important is so I could have some people to talk to anytime I need to," he said. Finding a loving home was the only thing on Jordan's mind during the interview. In fact, when asked what he would ask for if given 3 wishes, all 3 answers were the same. "To have a family and family, family. Those are the only wishes I have," he said. Social media can often pose many risks and problems, but there are times when it can be used to help someone in need. And that's exactly what happened when Jordan's TV interview went viral. As people listened to the heartfelt plea of the boy from Oklahoma who wants to be adopted, applications to take him in started pouring in from all over the country. "I'm really excited about this and very hopeful this is going to be the breakthrough we needed to find this kid a home," said Christopher Marlowe, the OKDHS manager assigned to Jordan's case. "Jordan is hoping and praying for the same. I hope one of y'all pick me," he said. And in addition to a home for the boy from Oklahoma who wants to be adopted, there are hopes Jordan's viral plea will help find homes for other kids too. When a situation like this happens and a story about a child goes viral, sometimes families are only interested in that child, explained Casey White, the communications administrator at Oklahoma's DHS. But Jordan isn't the only child seeking a place to call home. "I really hope if people are compelled by Jordan's story, that they will remember he is not alone," Casey went on to say. "Our foster families are critical to helping kids heal. If he warmed your heart, there's probably a reason you called." It's refreshing to see social media being used for something so positive. We hold Jordan in our prayers, along with all the other children in need of a home. The 114-year-old is the oldest person in America, and here's what she has to say about worrying. Written by Holly Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Thelma Sutlife of Nebraska just became the oldest person in America, and she's got some words of wisdom to share. While the Fountain of Youth may only exist in fairy tales, 114-year-old Thelma may be a confirmed fountain of wisdom when it comes to how to lead a long life. Born in 1906, Thelma became the oldest person in America when Hester Ford of North Carolina died at 115 years old. Some information indicates that Hester may have even been 116 years old. Thelma's also the 7th oldest person in the world and one of fewer than 20 individuals, all female, worldwide who are older than 110. That's quite an exclusive club. Married in 1924, Thelma and her husband Bill were together for nearly 50 years until his death in the early 1970s. Before the COVID-19 pandemic, Thelma regularly enjoyed visits and meals with friends at the assisted living facility where she lives. Thelma lived independently until 2016, another impressive accomplishment. Although eager to resume social activities, Thelma has observed required safety protocols and been vaccinated. Hopefully, it won't be long until she can again connect with others. For Thelma, though, COVID-19 is just another challenge she's seen over the years. In her lifetime, Thelma has experienced the impacts of world wars and civil unrest, the Great Depression, and acts of terrorism. And without a doubt, she's observed more changes than, well, any other American alive today. To what does Thelma attribute her long life? Thelma's close friend, Luella Mason, explains it this way. As far as her age, she doesn't believe in worrying at all. She always says, "What good does it do to worry? I think that's how you live to be 114 years old." While that sounds so simple, many of us struggle with that particular challenge. Others are searching far and wide for that magical combination of diet, exercise, and self-care to keep us going strong. Judging by Thelma's beautiful smile and optimistic outlook, she may have gotten this lifelong thing figured out. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to your life? Luke 12, 25.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.